What's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of Life According to Lindsay. It is currently 9:55 a.m., December 3rd. It is 31 degrees outside. The last time I did a podcast, it was like June 15th. So almost 6 months that I haven't came on here and ranted to you guys or just talked to you guys about how life's going. And I figured I would catch up with you guys since it's been like almost basically 6 months since I last did a podcast or since I last talked to anyone, really. quarantine has fucked everything up. It has made the world go insane. Like, who thought that we would be working from home for the rest of the year or until we can figure out this whole virus stuff? It's insane how many lives it has taken. It is just, it's crazy. Like, everything this year has been shit besides Drew and I getting married. You know, that was one plus for us. You know, we got married, we bought a car, which the heater doesn't work in. I'm currently sitting in Drew's mother's car because his dad was nice enough to let us use it today so we wouldn't freeze our buns off. You guys, I never imagined this year. I'm speechless. I really haven't thought about it until now that I didn't think this, like, this year would go as shitty as it's been. You know, a couple of friends and, you know, Drew and I had told each other last year at this time, like, oh, 2020 is going to be our year. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great time. Like, we're just going to be, it's going to be the best. Like, here's to the people that are at the bottom that need to make it to the top for real. And we thought that was it. We thought we really had made it. We thought we had broke the curse of having shitty lives. And it just went downhill. First of all, before I even get into detail about this year, today is my niece's second birthday. I cannot believe she's 2 years old. Watching her grow has been nothing but a blessing to myself and Drew, and to our whole family. She has probably been the light of all of our lives for the past 2 years, and it's just been an amazing time watching her grow and learn and just take in all the things that she can that she really doesn't even know about. At this age, you're just living and loving, and that's all I can hope for her, is to keep loving and keep being that bright, smart little girl that she is. And I just can't wait to see next year how much she's grown, or how many words she can say, or, you know, what numbers she can count, or, you know, just, I cannot wait to watch her grow. And let me tell you guys, she is growing. She is freaking smart. She is tall as hell. I never thought a 2-year-old would be so tall already, and she is so tall, and the blondest hair, and she's just so mesmerizing. For, I can't wait to have a child, because she's just, she's a wild child, but I love her. So, there's that. Today is my niece's birthday. A couple things I want to also touch base on is, we actually laid Drew's mom to rest. I hate even saying this. A week ago. Or not a week ago. Yeah, a week ago from Tuesday. It has been a rough time. It has been mind-blowing. It has been heartbreaking. And it has been so numbing. Like, I've lost track of days. I've lost track of time. I have lost track of just doing anything right now. Drew and I are staying with his dad right now for the fact of he doesn't really want to be alone, you know, and right now he's just trying to manage, like, how to live by himself without her or anyone, because, you know, like, they've had kids, it's just been all of them this whole time, and now it's just him, and he is literally like, I'm gonna go to work, and now I'm just gonna do nothing. But we've been helping him with, you know, making sure that his bills are budgeted and stuff like that, because Drew's mom did all of that for them. It's so crazy to think that, you know, we were going to move to South Carolina this summer. We actually spent all summer in South Carolina. We literally got married and spent 6 months, I want to say. No. Like 3 months down there. Okay, yeah, three. Like three, almost 4 months down there in South Carolina. We were actually going to move. And for the longest time, Drew and I have talked about, you know, we need to move out of state. Like, West Virginia is not for us. Or, like, right now, we just want to see the world. But we love beaches. Do not get us wrong. Like, we love hot weather, warm weather. But, like, I don't think I can live in a state that, like, I cannot see cold months, if that makes sense, you know, like, and it does snow down there, you know, like, my dad has told us, like, yeah, we get a dusting down here, like, blah, 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 like, all that stuff, but I want to see winter. I want to feel the crisp air. I want to see winter. I want to see fall. I don't need fall to still be 80 degrees and, you know, not get to see the leaves change. And I don't know. It just, like, we just came home and we figured that maybe we can figure something out within the next year of where we're going to be. Who knows? We could still be in West Virginia. We could find somewhere else or something else to just deal with what we're dealing with. But right now, we're back home. We've been back home since the beginning of October, basically the end of September. And, yeah. My mind is just literally going everywhere. I want to catch you guys up on so much stuff. And by the way, I know a lot of you probably are like, Drew's mom passed away, but how? And it's not due to COVID. I just want you guys to know that. She didn't have COVID. She has had heart problems since I've met her. And I've been in their lives for 6 years. And literally, it's just been her heart. And, you know, it worries me, like, with my mom and her this whole time. Like, I've just been like, no, like, it's never gonna be our moms. Like, it's, like, they're gonna get better. It's gonna be fine. Just, you know, like, always trying to think positive. And then, you know, like, here we have a saying that, it, like, you're always like, it's never gonna be you. It's never gonna be you. And then, in reality, it is you. You are the one that it happened to. And you don't know how to comprehend that. You don't. So she just, you know, she went in for surgery and complications happened and her body was just so weak because she has fought for so long with her heart issues and, yeah. But yeah, she was somebody very important to myself, not even to myself as my mother-in-law, but she was a mother figure to me. She actually was the one who got me to start baking. You know, like, my grandfather has baked, my aunt has baked the whole time of me growing up. But, like, it's different because I used to help my grandmother before she passed away with doing desserts and stuff for, you know, Christmas and making cookies and stuff like that. But Drew's mom has always taught me how to make, like, biscuits or just small little dinners that are so easy, but yet people tend to make it seem so difficult to do the things that you should do, like, know how to do on a daily basis. But when it comes to baking, like, I can now do a banana bread by just eyeballing the ingredients. Even when we lived by ourselves in our apartment, she would just stop by and be like, I brought Lindsay some baking stuff, like, tell her she can use them whenever, and I would just make them the next night or that night. It was just so thoughtful for her to stop and be like, hey, I thought of you, I brought you this, you know, just so on and so forth. And now it's like, I've lost my person who I looked up to bake, to cook, to just do all the things that she did. Like, she just made it all look so simple, and yet then it was like I kept learning so much stuff from her. So if you have lost a loved one or somebody very dear to your heart this year, my heart truly goes out to you, whether it be your mother-in-law or it be, you know, your mother, your father, a brother, a sister, somebody dear to you, a grandparent. Just know that with time, you will heal. It's gonna hurt like hell, but, you know, we still keep waiting for her to come home. Like, she's just on this weird vacation that she's never took. In reality, we all know that she's not gonna come home. And it sucks so bad because it just doesn't feel real. It's like at the beginning of this month, we went and seen her, and now it's like we've been staying at her house, taking care of it, for her. In reality, like, we're now taking care of it to make sure his dad's okay, to make sure that, you know, with due time, when he's ready to be by himself, that's completely fine. But just know that you do not have to be alone in times like this, when times are hard and you don't know what to say to somebody else. Just be there for them. Just literally, whether it's in silence or you cry with them or you hold them while they cry, just know that people are hurting. So much shit is going on that, like, people just try to fight it and just throw it out the window. In reality, it hurts. There's not a day that has gone by that I would just love for his mom to just come in and bitch at us because there's, like, dishes in the sink, or there's fuzz on the floor because their carpet got so dirty so easily. Whether you vacuumed it every 2 seconds, it just, like, fuzz collects on the floor. And it's like we just keep waiting on that, knowing that she's not gonna come home, but we just keep hanging on. So you guys just keep hanging on to the memories that you do have, or that you did have, or the last time you've seen them, because it is difficult to do it alone. And if you have somebody to do it with, it gets a little easier. But I'm going to go on a little break so I can get a drink of something so I can keep talking to you guys. But I will be right back. And we're back. You guys, I do not mean to be so sappy or whatever, but it's just this year, man. We thought that we were going to be on top, and in the midst of it all, we're literally still at the bottom because life fucking sucks dick. I hope everyone is well. I wanted to come on here and check in and just update you on how life has been with us. And, you know, Drew has not worked since June, since we basically went on our honeymoon. I think he really needed that break from just in general from where he's basically been working since he could start working. You know, he just took a break mentally, and right now he's actually at an interview to try to just, he was like, I need to get back on my feet. I just need to do something for us. I'm still in school, just so you guys know, and I'm still unemployed because my job is currently cut down. Well, not cut down, it's actually shut all the way down due to the COVID. Which fucking sucks terribly because I hate not working. But now, like, you have to, like, either go and get COVID tested before even applying for a new job, or just, I don't know. Like, Drew has always worked in food, so he's, like, he can get a job anywhere, basically. And the only jobs that I have ever worked are childcare, and they're closed right now still due to COVID. So, literally, any jobs that interest me are not open at this moment. And I know a lot of people are like, well, beggars can't be choosers, or whatever the fuck people say. But listen, like, there's people who choose to work at fast food, or there's people who choose to just work in an office setting, and that's it. And there's people who choose to work in childcare. Honestly, I wouldn't care to work in an office setting or childcare, but I have worked in food before, and people test my fucking nerves, and people are too preppy, and just piss me the fuck off and act like their shit does not stink. I know a lot of you guys are like, I have never heard any of these word choices ever. Well, thank you for listening to a podcast of a 26-year-old female who lives in a southern state. You know, like, I'm sorry. You know. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm like, you. First of all, thank you guys to the listeners who I have gained. I got a lot of you everywhere. I've got, you know, people from the United Kingdom. I've also got people from, I swear there was one that said there was, like, one in Japan. And I'm like, I don't even know anyone in Japan. So, hello, if you're listening. I don't know. I think it's freaking awesome that, like, I quit podcasting for 6 months and then I came back and I was like, who are these people and why are they listening? So, thank you guys for listening to how shitty my life is. Maybe yours won't be as shitty as mine because you're like, wow, her, I can do way better than her life. That's great. Continue to do so because it's not looking very well. It's almost Christmas. I don't even feel like it's almost Christmas. With the COVID, I don't know what people call it. Do you call it the COVID, or do you call it the coronavirus, or do you call it both? Like, you know, my grandpa calls it the COVID, and I'm like, where did the D go? And then you basically call it the COVIDs. You know, just the D is silent, so the COVID, and I'm like, oh. If you want to call it that as well, too, I guess. anyways, the plague is what we're talking about. Has ruined everything. I swear, like, it just came and then it hasn't fucking left. I guess, like, one of them. Please hold. Here lately, my eyes have been itching, and I think it's my eyelashes are getting irritated. Who knows? It's only that one eye. You're probably like, why are you yelling? I was yawning. I'm so sorry. You know, at least I can say I'm still in school, struggling because of everything that's just happened. I've had to message my professors and be like, listen, I am slowly turning in my assignments, but it's not going to be when you want them to be. And then my advisor had messaged me yesterday and was like, hey, so what's going on? And, like, it's just, like, I don't feel like I need to explain what's happening, but then I do, so I just told her everything as well. So, I have fully just been trying to get myself back together, make sure that Drew's okay, and make sure, like, the people that actually try to be around us are okay. I don't know, it's just, it's a weird time to be living in, should I say. It's crazy. But, I just wanted to come in and check on everyone, make sure everybody's good, say hello to the new people that have been listening to my podcast, which is, like I said, it's insane, because I never would imagine that somebody would find my life as interesting as it is. I guess. It's just, there's so much I want to say, but it's like, I have no clue what to say, because my brain is completely fried from how good this year was going, and then it just fully went down the toilet and got stuck, and it was one of them big ass shits that you gotta plunge the hell out of to just make it go down. It's just, it's insane. But we're making it. We're here. We're alive. Barely. And I do want to thank a lot of you that have checked on us. Well, not a lot of you, listener wise. I think one person has actually been like, hey, are you guys okay, or whatever. Also, if you want to follow me on any of my social media platforms, I can put my Snapchat down. Not a lot of people Snapchat me, besides like the same three people every day. That's about it. I'm mad because my favorite podcaster my favorite comedian who did podcasting got in a lot of trouble with a bunch of shit, and I'm like, who am I gonna listen to now? Besides myself, I don't listen to myself ever, but, you know, just, I'm just like, what kind of podcast am I supposed to listen to now? Well, this one doesn't intrigue me like that one did, so now I have to binge watch Netflix. And I'm telling you, this is the year that I should have got a settlement or some shit, or some type of award, or like a gift card for how many fucking Netflix shows I have watched or finished or started and finished, like start to finish. Like, I finished Weeds, and I started Weeds like I think last year, the year before I started it, and then I quit watching it just in the middle of it. And I remembered what had happened, so I just finished the whole show Weeds. All of it. So it's done. So I finished that, and I watched, like, Haunting of Hill House, but then the second one was shit, so I didn't even watch it. I watched, like, two episodes. I'm almost finished with finishing Criminal Minds, and I haven't finished it all because I don't want it to end. But I have finished a lot of stuff. Like, I finished Grey's Anatomy, and now I'm trying to watch the new Grey's Anatomy. And I've just finished so many good shows that I'm like, what am I to do with my life now? You know? Like, what am I going to watch? What am I going to listen to? What, you know, what in general am I going to do? So, yeah. But that's about it. I gave you guys a nice rambling of like almost 20 some minutes, so yeah. I hope this leaves you well, and hopefully I can start making new ones soon. Hopefully Drew and I can get back to mine and his podcast that we had started and then just gave up on. But yeah, We love you guys, and I thank you so much to the new people who have started listening to my podcast. And until then, you guys take care of yourself and take care of the people you love, because you never know when you're going to be gone. All right, bye.